It's Thursday, the 8th of October, and it's back to beautiful autumn morning. There's a mist lying in the park in the low ground. The air is calm, still and fresh. Yes. I'm cold because I can see my breath easily. A big woodsy conifer in front of me. It's just covered in beautiful misty dew. It's a lovely morning, lovely and calm and still. Is that the same thing, calm and still? Be still. Be still. My beating heart. Oh, yeah. I'm not sorry about that. Well, at least that's in the lyrics. Be still, my beating heart. Yes. So I slept okay last night. Just towards the end of the evening as usual, approaching morning as usual. Yes, but I'm definitely feeling much better this morning. The tenderness and sensation and the other things have all but dissipated. Gone. I'm feeling a wee bit perkier this morning. Thank the Lord for that. I'm a wee bit like that, to be honest. When I'm down with something, say down with a heavy cold or a flu or something, I kind of get myself into a wee... I think I actually make it worse because I tend to dwell on things and feel sorry for myself. But that might just be a man thing. Oh no, man flu. Yes, a woman has the flu and just carries on doing what she has to do, and the man gets a cold and he's dying. Yes. Give my wife her due though, since Monday. I came back from hospital. She's actually been very attentive to what I've been doing, because I've suggested doing some things and no, leave that alone. Give yourself time. Don't start doing anything until the beginning of next week. It's very nice. To be cared for. But I've got to snap out of things now and get on. Get back on my feet. Back to the Trojan warrior that I once was. Hide inside a horse. Anyway, I am feeling better, so I'm glad for that. And other signs of the procedure have gone. The side effects at the time, as it were, have cleared. Is that geese? Yes. See them. One of the most wonderful sounds in the world. Geese flying overhead. they talk to each other and communicate. I wonder if they say things, you know how they form a V, I wonder if the one at the front sort of says, right, we're just going to veer southwest south at the moment, follow me guys. I often wonder, do they know exactly where they're going? You know. Because a lot of the time they're just going to feeding grounds and then they'll fly back to their normal roosting sites, if you like. I often wonder, do they actually know where they're going, or are they constantly watching down below? Maybe spot a field, it's just been harvested. Whoa, loads of stubble and corn, oh yeah. Nature is wonderful. I honestly can't imagine life without nature, as nature is. Can you imagine taking all the birds alone, just the birds, take them out of the skies? Take the bird song away, take the sights, or the sounds of wings flapping and beating. Take all that away, just the birds. My, doesn't bear thinking about. I think that's why I love birds so much, because they can take you away from what your normal life and feelings are and entertain you with their songs and the way they dig up your borders. But not just that, for us people who live in the modern world, if you like, probably the only bit of nature you would see in a day or hear in any day would be birds. It's pretty much true when you think about it. I love the morning. Come, stop. I just want to shut up.